Chapter 1. Our World as It Once Was. We lived in Kocho, a village on the plain to the south of Mount Sinjar in northern Iraq. It had 1,700 inhabitants. In spring, the countryside is ablaze with all the colours of the rainbow. Around the village, the many trees and plants come into bloom, as well as grasses on which the shepherds drive their goats. In summer, the heat dries everything out and the plants wither. Because of this, the villagers had created a few ponds around Kocho, from which we irrigated our fields. Every day we had to water our garden too, which was surrounded by a high wall. This was one of my chores. Mornings and evenings I would take the long hose, turn on the tap on the terrace and spray all our plants. We had a very beautiful garden in which mulberry, almond and apricot trees grew. And in their shade, the vegetables that my mother planted thrived too. Courgettes, leeks, aubergines, potatoes, onions, salad and heads of cabbage. Around the terrace, a variety of roses flowered, giving off a beguiling aroma, especially in the evenings. In the hot season, my mother, my younger brothers, Sirhaj, Shivan, Keniwar and I would spend almost our entire time in this little paradise. My father and my elder brother Dilan enjoyed the peace and fresh air here too, when they weren't working. The house itself was on one floor and had five rooms: a kitchen, a living room, my parents' bedroom, a bedroom for my four brothers, and one for me. As the sole daughter of the family, I was entitled to my own little realm. Despite this, I often regretted having no sisters, with whom I would gladly have shared my room. I was, however, allowed to invite friends back as often as I liked. My friend Evin and my best friend Noura were regular visitors to our house. Noura and I were 18 now, and in our final year at school, and I was excited to consider what life might have in store for me next. Evin, on the other hand, was a few years older than us and had long since finished school. We envied all the free time she had. We frequently had to spend long afternoons doing our homework, while she helped her female relatives with